There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Chris Ronji, Amy Mark Score is with you on the Monday after Christmas. And Ronj, I think you might have seen this story first. Maybe it was Matt. Doesn't matter. But it really struck me that commercial airline pilots, it talks about mental health in commercial airline pilots and how pilots often have to conceal mental health conditions, or they do, I should say, for fear that disclosing that they're having issues, they need therapy or medication could result in their license being pulled. Well, for some more information about this, because that is, the more we talk about mental health and we want people to be open about it, you realize, well, openness, would that have consequences in certain professions? So joining us now is Patrick Arnzen, former airline pilot and CEO of Thrust Flight, a multi-location flight training organization. And Patrick, we really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I guess that is the first question. We've talked about mental health, how we are, I think as a society, we've really reduced the stigma around mental health and the discussions of it. But there are certain professions where talking about mental health might have real repercussions. You think of doctors, surgeons, nurses, and pilots. How would you say the balance is right now with talking about mental health and that aviation industry?
You know, I think we're really behind the times in aviation. You know, in most jobs, seeing a counselor is a private event. You know, for pilots, it can feel like you're putting your entire career on the line. You know, when a simple conversation about anxiety could lead to months on the ground, you know, people stop talking. I think that's just, you know, human nature.
Is it? And so it is more than just, let me say this, like, it's not just like I'm having severe mental issues or, you know, my mental health is scaring me. It's something even as simple as I'm trying to deal with anxiety and stress better.
That's correct. Any of those can be grounding events for pilots. You know, so there's kind of a joke among pilots where we say, well, we can't be sad.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's a real issue. Because if any of that's disclosed, any sort of anxiety or really any mental, you know, health issue at all on any sort of FAA form, that can be a grounding event. And oftentimes that takes months, if not years, to get cleared up. And the FAA is not known for its speediness. Mm-hmm. So it can be the difference between, you know, providing for your family and seeking help that you may really need.
If I'm not
very
mistaken,
difficult decision.
Yeah,
Patrick, if I'm not mistaken, the numbers on pilots in the country, there's something like 100,000 of them, and that could be, I don't know how accurate that number is. That's what I've seen. So for all the flights that take place during the course of any given day, it doesn't seem like that many. So we need pilots. We've heard of pilot shortages before. So does this stigma that exists with mental health and pilots being afraid to lose their jobs, is any of that, I guess, are they more lenient now than maybe they used to be, knowing that we need pilots in the air?
You know, the guidelines are really fairly archaic. There's protocol that's been in place for years and years, and I know there's legislation right now that aims to improve that. But by and large, you know, the rules 20 years ago or 30 years ago about mental health and aviation are the same as they are today. You know, there's been a lot of advancement in mental health treatment, you know, things that can happen and treatments that, you know, don't necessarily involve medication. But, you know, if you're seeking and you get some sort of a diagnosis of anxiety or depression, that is a grounding event. So this pending legislation, I really hope passes, and I hope this, you know, really encourages people that truly need help to seek help.
Also, it just seems pretty impossible to find 100,000 people who never have anxiety. Right? I mean, how's that?
Pilots are people too.
Yeah, just I don't know how. And I get it, because there are lives at stake. I mean, you can have a couple hundred people on a flight, and, you know, the pilots are responsible for everybody on that plane. So you want them to be tip top. I mean, I get that, but it seems unrealistic to expect that every single pilot in the country has zero mental health issues at all.
You know, I think you would find amongst the pilot population, the statistics or the percentage of people that have some sort of mental, mental challenge, to be the same as the rest of the population. So, like I said, we're people too. We have stress and deal with the same sorts of things that non-aviators have. So yeah, I think it's a much larger number than most people think.
You know, it's funny because either it is this magic that we try to like lean into, in the same way when you're, you know how whenever you get in a car, you buckle in because it's safe and smart. But when you get in a taxi, you feel like, well, this is the magic land where I'm not going to buckle in and everything's going to be fine no matter how crazy the taxi driver is.
Yeah, Seinfeld had that joke, right? You're looking through the little window and you go, that looked dangerous,
yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah. And you just take it for granted. I kind of feel, I honestly do, every time I get on a Southwest flight, kind of feel like my pilots are magic. You know, they're not like me. That's how I figure. They're better than I am. They're magic. And so I bet there are people listening who might be uncomfortable with the idea of like, oh my gosh, I don't want to know my pilot has, you know, anxiety or might be dealing with depression. But like you said, they're people too. So would it take a grouping of therapists, counselors, and other pilots to know what is just, yes, normal life stress and what should be a grounding incident?
You know, I think that you know, the airline safety, it's not built on one person. You know, there's layers of training, procedures, and a lot of oversight, and it's all working together. So, you know, I think for anybody that, you know, may be concerned about, you know, hearing that, you know, that some pilots do have these mental health issues, you know that it's not the same as jumping in the taxi in New York City. You know, there's two pilots up front. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of training that goes into what we do. And, you know, I would say it's still, by and large, the safest way to travel. And, you know, there are avenues for these folks to get help. I just think that we need to make it more accessible.
Do you think in any way it's like more dangerous not to talk about it for these pilots?
I think absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it all depends on the severity of the issue. But I think in many cases, the FAA has made the system less safe by discouraging these pilots to come forward and talk about, you know, talk about these issues. And a lot of it is a result of the time that the FAA takes to, you know, process any of these, you know, these mental issues that people have. So it often can take months just to get an initial response from the FAA on, you know, a medical challenge.
What sort of safeguards are in place? Because people listening, you know, they'll think, hey, all I care about is getting to my destination safely. So whatever has to happen in order to make that happen, that's what I care about. And if there is a pilot who's in the cockpit who does have a mental breakdown, we saw the story from the off-duty pilot who was in the jump seat and tried to get into the cockpit. And I don't know what he was trying to do, but he was arrested for it. And we heard about that story a few weeks ago. What sort of safeguards are in place, though, to make sure that if there is a pilot who has lost it, that, you know, nothing bad will happen?
Well, you know, I think, number one, there are two pilots in, you know, in any commercial airliner. So, you know, I think that right there is the biggest safeguard against, you know, that sort of scenario. As unlikely as it really is. You also have to remember that, you know, pilots go through training every 6 months. Captain's in the simulator every year. The first officer's in the simulator. And the people that are working, you know, in the simulators with these individuals are trained to spot these sorts of issues. And other pilots are really encouraged anytime, you know, there is some sort of an unusual situation or if they suspect some sort of an issue, to speak up and to speak with the chief pilot and you know, get these issues addressed before they become a larger issue.
You know, with the pilots that we have now, and Ronj mentioned the pilot shortage, and I know so many commercial airline pilots now and historically have been military pilots, you know, maybe they flew fighter jets, whatever it may be. Where are we getting pilots now? Like with the pilot shortage, does the recruitment look different?
It does. The vast majority of pilots, something like 95%, are coming from the civilian population. So our organization trains hundreds of pilots every single year. And these are folks that are coming out of high school. These are folks that that have maybe done some college or graduated from college and decided that a desk job's not for them. But it's been a really busy season for our flight schools and for other flight schools because it is such a wonderful profession and the pay is great.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You know, you're able to get to the airlines in about 2 years, having really no experience at all. So it's really a wonderful career, and anybody that's interested, I would really encourage them to look more into it.
And the last question I have for you, I know there was this idea. I cannot recall if it was a real actual proposal or if it was just something thrown out there with the airline pilot shortage that, well, maybe we'll just have a single pilot in the cockpit, you know, and it would save money, of course, for the airlines. And I think all of us who are, you know, lay people, we're not experts. We'd say, no, don't you want to have two up there just in case? Right? Like, that would be a really bad idea, would it not, to have a commercial airline with just one pilot?
I certainly think so. You know, there is a lot of discussion right now with the advent or the, you know, with the popularity of AI and all the wonderful things that it's able to do, of a world where we do have a single pilot cockpit. I don't see that happening, at least in, you know, within the next 30 years. And the technology is there. There are pilotless airplanes flying around in the air right now. And there are single pilot aircraft being flown, you know, every day. But I don't think we're going to see that in the airline world anytime soon. I think number one, public perception is going to be a real barrier for that to happen. And number two, I think, you know, in these situations where, you know, if a pilot is having some sort of mental struggle and it does translate into some sort of an issue in the cockpit, I think the flying public really wants that, that insurance of having that second person in the cockpit.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Patrick. My parting question is this. There was, like, whenever there's a really, really good landing and it's super smooth, I always want to thank the pilots and tell them it was a great landing. Do they think I'm an idiot or do they appreciate that?
No, we always appreciate it. We always appreciate it. I remember when I was flying for the airlines, every time I would have a bad landing, I would make sure to keep the door shut so people could tell me. You couldn't tell me how bad it was.
That's really funny. I've never even thought about, like, the bad landing. I just, whenever there's a good one, I'm like, this was wow. And because my mom would do that. She'd go, that was a really good landing.
So that's how you know it was a good landing, because they come out of that cockpit and they're chest out, like, what'd you think of that?
Does anybody want to say anything?
Go ahead, thank me. Thank me as you exit.
Next time you're on an airliner, just if it's a bad landing, see if they come and stand outside the cockpit door.
I never even thought of that.
I wrote a note. I know he's not going to open the door. Can you hand this to him? It was a little bumpy. A little bumpy for my taste.
Just slide it through the crack in the door, like underneath. There you go.
Patrick Arnzen, thank you so much. Again, former airline pilot and CEO of Thrust Flight, which is a multi-location flight training organization. Patrick, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon with more airplane questions.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's so fun. I will
never
say this.
Even considered that. You know, like, oh, the pilot's standing outside the door waiting to be thanked. You like that landing, did you? Pretty smooth?
I always don't like, thank you. I was like, that was such a smooth landing.
That's nice. You want a little praise every now and then. That's got to go a long way.
Yeah. Like butter, baby.
That's right. It's Chris and Amy show on KMOX. Matt Pauly will talk sports with us at 10:30 on 104.1 FM.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.